Being joined today by Indians outfielder Franmil Reyes. Franmil, one of the big stories about you that came out in early February was talking about some weight loss for you, down, 18 to 20 pounds thereabouts. If you could just maybe shed some insight into what that was all about. I've gone through a little bit of weight loss over the years myself, trying to slim down. So just curious your perspective on how you were able to do that this offseason.
I was able to keep working the same way I was working before I came here in 2020. You know, mm-hmm. It was tougher because I don't have a gym in my house because of the pandemic. They have been closing everything in DR, closed gyms, stuff like that. Don't stop us to work out, but I feel great. I feel like I'm my best spot right now.
That's great to hear, man. That is fantastic to hear, and congrats on slimming down a little bit again from somebody who's done that myself. I know it's not always easy. It takes some discipline. So you said you feel great. Do you feel more comfortable maybe playing some outfield this year if that's, what they have you doing?
I feel comfortable playing the outfield anytime they put me, honestly. I've been at right field in my whole life, but – I let them do whatever they have to do. If that's going to take us wins, that's good. If I'm taking somebody's spot that we need, so just leave me in the DH. I'm cool with everything, man, honestly.
Hey, team player, that's what you like to hear, Franmil. Again, Franmil Reyes joining us, Indians outfielder. Heading into September last year, you were one of the hottest hitters in baseball, arguably the hottest hitter in baseball. You cooled off a bit there at the end, but what do you attribute that early success to? Were you just kind of locked in at the plate, and what did you see out of yourself there?
I was just at the right spot. Like Santana always told me when we were in DR, you're a power hitter. You don't need to try to get power. Just focus on a good pitch, and when they throw it, don't miss it. Swing at that one, not hard. You don't have to try. Remember that. Just hit it in the barrel. So a couple drills that we did in Dominican was just finding the barrel every time with breaking balls, fastball machines, and all that. And, that's the thing that I did when I came to spring training. One of the things is, like, he told me, don't let a pitcher play with your timing. He have to do whatever you want. Don't do whatever he wants because you're going to strike out every time. You're going to roll over. Do with the pitcher whatever you want. Like, he throw you a ball, I don't want that one. I don't want that one. Throw me this one. This is the one I want. And when I head to summer camp, after not seeing pitchers for like 4 months, 3 months, I was just trying to get a timing back, And when I start having the success, it was unbelievable feeling, man. Just like thinking back where I was hot in spring training, I felt the same thing. I was feeling spring training during probably August. At the end of July, too. Feels great.
Franmil, was it weird getting a taste of your first postseason experience without any fans? I mean, normally, I'm sure when you're watching the playoffs, it's raucous stadiums. Fans are going crazy, screaming, hollering, and yelling. But your series against the Yankees last year was played in front of nobody. So was that a bit weird for you to experience that first playoffs without a crowd of any sort?
Yeah, I was happy, but at the same time, I was like, there's not going to be any fans. Yeah, it was. I would love to see that this year with all the fans.
Yeah. Hey, no arguments from me here. Last one here for you, Franmil. Just a quick personal question. I see on your bio it says you're a big fan of the Flash, like the TV show Flash, the guy who runs really fast. That Flash. Are we on the same page with that?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited for that one to come back. What do you think of that series right now?
When I saw it, it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know about Franchi Cordero. He was my teammate back in San Diego.
Okay.
So he's really fast. And all the clips that he customized and stuff like that, he put the sign of the Flash. And he told me to look for that TV show. When I saw it, it was cool because mm-hmm. I never get tired of seeing it. It was every time a new series come up, you get more excited to see it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Framio, hey, I appreciate the time today, man. Thanks for shedding some insight on what you had going on in the offseason and some of the expectations heading into 2021. Best of luck to you this year, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Stay safe.
You too, man. Hey, you too.